Story I'm telling today is called The Everything Seed, and it's a story of beginnings, it says. And what I love about this story is that I feel like it's a story for Unitarian Universalists, because we have a really magic religion. Our religion draws from all kinds of different sources. So we have a room full of people that have all kinds of different beliefs. Some people believe in God and some people don't believe in God. Some people have Jewish history of in their family, and some people are Christian and some people are Buddhist. And we all come together, and our religion holds up wisdom from all of those different places, and also from science and also from magical experiences that we have in our lives. And this book, I think, does a really good job of talking both about things we know from science and also about magic and mystery, which is such an important part of religion. I think it is, anyway. Yes, sir. Yeah, this is called a microphone, and it makes my voice go out to everyone in the room. Okay, so, have you ever watched a seed grow? Have you ever noticed how it begins so small, so still, so quiet, like a gift waiting to be opened? There's the seed. And how slowly it wakes up, begins to unfold, growing into something larger. And larger, and larger. Until how it ends up, a lot of times, doesn't look anything like how it started. That's also true about the very first seed. Once long ago, way back before the beginning, so long ago, there was no such thing as time, because there was no one there to count it. Everywhere was a huge, deep, mysterious place, like something waiting to happen. There were no stars, no sun or moon. There was no place like Earth, not a drop of water or a single tree or rock or flower, and no living beings anywhere. Maybe. Who knows if God was there or not. But in that deep, waiting space was hidden the tiniest point of something no bigger than a seed. It was not a flower seed. It was not an elm tree seed. It was not a seed of corn, although all of those things were included in the seed. You might call it an everything seed, because that is what it became. Now, no one knows where that first seed came from, or how it was planted, or how it knew in the way that only seeds seem to know, how long to wait for just the right moment to sprout and grow. But all at once, this tiny seed, cradled and nourished in the rich solid soil of space, woke up, broke open, and began unfolding and unfolding. Unfolding. And blossoming forth. Into an enormous blazing ball of bright light. Like a great grandmother sun. And the universe was born. Out fluttered the galaxies like a storm of snowflakes, swirling and gathering into the brightest, most blindingly beautiful clouds of stars. And out of those star clouds whirled our own star, the one we call the sun, and our Earth, and the moon, and all of the round spinning planets that we have learned how to name. And this is the secret of that tiny seed. You and I were there in the very beginning, we were a part of that seed. Just as the idea for each leaf on a big oak tree lies hidden inside of the seed, the acorn. We were there with all the stars and planets, all the rocks and oceans, plants and animals and people, everything that is now, ever was, or ever will be, was inside that first tiny seed. So whenever you hold a seed in your hand and wonder what it could become, imagine how you and all that is here once came from the tiniest speck of an everything seed. Before it sprouted and grew long, long ago in the way back beginning of time. Now, if this was an ordinary story, it would end right here. But this universe keeps unfolding. What once began in a blazing blossom of light continues every day, still unfolding. Now new stars sprout open in the deep soil of space, and new plants and animals appear even here on Earth. Seeds of many kinds are scattered all over our planet. To help us remember. And new people are born every day with the spark of that first light still alive and burning deep inside, waiting. Like the everything seed, to shine in ways that are yet to be known. Amen.